Stephanie Hicks. She is involved in a very interesting story. A friend of hers has breast cancer and received this terrible news not too long after she lost her husband. Now, she has a couple of daughters, 12 and 9-year-olds, and Stephanie Hicks is doing all kinds of events, including running in the Chicago Marathon with a friend to help raise money for this terrible cause, breast cancer, but also is having a yard sale, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Stephanie, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Just to catch our viewer or our listeners up, tell us about your story and Shelly Rathbun.
Well, Shelly is my cousin, and my sister Diana. We both have just kind of been working on trying to figure out how to help support her during this terrible time that she's going through. She did, yes, lose her husband a year ago, and then in May got diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. And has undergone a couple different surgeries, and will be starting some chemo treatments pretty soon, too. So,
and to help raise money for your Chicago Marathon run, you have to raise a certain amount of money to be able to give to the breast cancer research. Talk about that.
Yes, Diana and I are both running in that race October 9th this year in Chicago. And we're both required to raise $1,500 apiece as a pledge to help end breast cancer. All of the money we raise for this will all go towards breast cancer research. We're having the big yard sale today and tomorrow, rain or shine. It's been raining, but we're trying to get everything out and hoping that we have a good turnout. We're going to have my girlfriend Megan Gonzalez made us a nice pink ribbon afghan. She hand-knit it in 4 days, and we're going to raffle that off. We're just trying to get as much money as we can to help raise the fees that we have to have in order to participate.
All right, Stephanie, tell folks where the yard sale is.
It's at 4382 West Beard Road in Perry, and that zip is 48872.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. Have a great day.